Begin the current Daf Maseches Nedarim Daf Chavah. Begin at the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion with the previous Daf. That is on previous Daf and Amud Beis. The Mishnah described the third of the four categories of our Perek of Abara Nedarim, which are not considered a neder, although based on one's words it was a neder. But like in the case of our Mishnah of Nidush Gagis, where it was an error, you didn't really mean to say that. So although you said it, it's not going to be considered a neder. Now the fourth case of our Mishnah spoke about if someone sees people eating his figs. And he doesn't want them to. So he says that my figs are like a carbon, meaning hatfasa and a dav ha-nader. It's forbidden to you based on a carbon. That's how forbidden it is to you, as a neder. Now it turns out his father and his brothers were from those people eating his figs. Now he would never have wanted them to be forbidden. So that, there's a machlekes in our Mishnah. Everyone agrees that the father and the brother are definitely permitted, because on that part of the neder, it was a shkaga. But there's a machlekes b'sham mishil what's regarding everybody else. Mishami hold everyone else is forbidden. It's only the father and the brothers that are permitted. Mishil holds no, elu ba'elu mitaron, they're all permitted now. Once the brothers and the fathers are permitted, so to everybody else. Now, on that, the Gemara actually brought a Mishnah later on, Daf Samach Vav Maral, which seemingly, as the Ran explained, basically almost the same type of machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, which if someone makes wine or meat forbidden to him for the whole year, and then he wants to be matir that neder. So as a Pesach, they could permit it, saying, wait a second, would you have made it had you known that Shabbos and Yom Tov, that you have to have meat and wine, you're not going to have it anymore? He says, no, I wouldn't have made such a neder. So the Rabbanan say, so that, okay, now Shabbos and Yom Tov are permitted, and that part of the neder is permitted, but the other days of the weekdays where there's no consequences that you would not have made it for the weekday, is still going to be forbidden. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says that, no, neder shehud mutzasai hutar kulai. Once the neder is partly permitted, so then the whole thing is permitted. And since some of the days now are not forbidden anymore, which are Shabbos and Yom Tov, so now even the weekdays are permitted. So that is seemingly the same machlekes as we have in the Mishnah, where Beis Hillel holds neder shehud mutzasai hutar kulai. Since the brothers and the father are permitted, so too now everyone's permitted. Whereas Bishamah hold that, no, you don't say that like the Rabbanan, and those which are permitted, and those that are still forbidden are forbidden. Now that Rabbah qualified the machlekes as follows. We're putting Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva on one side, and we're putting Bisham and Rabban of that mission later on the other side, which is that everybody agrees, Rabbah said, that where you're doing what's called, in the words of the Ran, Maimed Devar, you would keep the same words you had used originally to make the Isser Neder, where you said, Kulchem Asur, and you said, you're all forbidden. Now he ultimately finds that his father was one of them. So he's saying, had I known, I would have still said Kulchem Asur. I just would have said, Chutz Mi Abba, except for my father. Dear Rabbi says, everybody agrees, even Miss Hill, that the others will still be forbidden. Because although there's an error regarding the neder of your father, but since the wording would have stayed the same, so it's not really like a neder shud miktsasai. Because the neder is still forbidden as it is on the other people. You're just qualifying and saying it doesn't go on your father. So the others are still going to be forbidden. The homachlikis is regarding a case where he says, had I known, not only would I have excluded my father, but I would have said it even differently regarding everyone else. Instead of saying kulchem asurim, which might sound like I mean my father too, until a nanosecond later I say, except for my father, I would have said, you and you and you and you. I would have gone through every single person's name so that not even for a second does it include my father. On that, so now your neder that you had originally said, which was kulchem, you would have said differently. So it comes out that the kulchem, which was inclusive of everybody, is partly permitted now because you're removing your father from that. Because not only are you removing your father from that, but you're even changing the words you would have used. So then is where Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva say, neder shud miktsasa hutar kulai. And then Beis Shammai and the Rabbanan would have said that no, which is permitted is permitted, and those which are not permitted are not permitted. But again, it's only by, again, what the words of the Ran are, by Mishana, when you would have changed the words you would have made. So that's in the actual neder that is partly being permitted now, because you would have done it differently. So then is when Beis Hillel says hutar kulai. But in the case of when he would have still used the same wording, he just would have added on a clause, then Rabbi Akiva and Beis Hillel agree that it's only those which are permitted are permitted, but you don't say neder shud miktsasai hutar kulai in that case. Now that's where our current Gemara continues with a different interpretation. That was Rabbah's interpretation. Now the Rav Amar, however, Rav says no. He says actually the kulei amar, everyone would agree, kol heichad de amar, wherever the person says post that neder, which is the case of our Mishnah, when he's saying, you're all forbidden as a carbon on my figs. If he would have said, had I known that my father was amongst you, Hayisi Omer Pleinu Pleinu Asurin Vaba Mutar. I would have said that you are forbidden and my father is permitted. There, Rava says, Kula Matarin. There, even the Rabbanan and Beis Hamikdash would agree that everybody would be permitted. And that is, as we explained previously, which was Rava's version of Beis Hillel, which is Rava's version of everybody, that because you have both components. You have, first of all, that there's an error in the nether itself regarding that it's not everybody, because I didn't know it's my father, to exclude the father. But moreover is that you would have changed the wording. You wouldn't, instead of used kulcham, you would have used plainly. So since there's two components, Rava holds that even Beis Shammai would agree that wherever you could say hutr miktasai, you would also say hutr kulai. So then what's their machlekes? Loi nechleku ela ba'emer. The machlekes is only in the other case. That if the person says, had I known that my father was amongst you, I would have said, I would have kept the text I had originally said, but I would have added on, except for my father. Again, this is different than Rabbi. Rabbi said everyone would agree in this case that even Beis Hillel would agree that it's that the, everyone else will still be forbidden. And it's only by the first case that Rabbi described, which was that if he says that, I would have said plainly, that's where the machlekes is. And Rav is saying that no. He's saying that what we call Mishana, that's where actually everyone would agree that it would be permitted, even Beis Shammai. And it's actually by the case of Maimid, which Rav said that everyone would agree would the others would be forbidden, that he says no, that's where the machlekes is. And even in that case, Bisul holds that it's going to be permitted. You're going to say Hutu Miktasei, Hutu Kulei. And the reason is because Rav holds and that the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is based on what part of a person's phrase is the primary part. As the Gemara illustrates, Rava holds, Beis Shammai Sava L'Krem Meir. Beis Shammai holds like Krem Meir. Dama the Remeir says, it's brought in Masechtas Tumur, Dav Chofei Mebeis. Let's say somebody says, Hare Zu, you see, this animal should be Tumur As Oila, in exchange for a Karban Oila. And then he says, on the same animal, Hare Zu Tumur Shlamim. It's going to be in exchange of a Karban Shlamim. Now, it obviously can't be both an oila and a shlamim. So Remeir holds, Tafas Lashon Rishon. The primary part of what a person says is the first thing that he says. Hence, the halach is it's going to be a tumor of an oila and it won't have any status whatsoever as a shlamim. Now, however, Rabbi Yossi over there argues, Yossi holds that, no, it also has the status of a shlamim. And therefore, you have to do that half will go to oila, half a shlamim, because even with the person's conclusionary part of his phrase is also important to what he's saying, not just what he originally starts off. Now, so Beis Shammai, Rava holds like Remeir, that the primary part that a person says, the first thing that he says. Now, since in his original part of his statement, the first thing that he says is Kulchem Asurin, and he's maintaining that now. He says, I would still have said Kulchem Asurin. So though in his Gemar Devar, in his conclusionary part of his phrase, he's saying now, but I would have said Chutz Menabe, except for Father, which is thus creating an error in his original nether, that Beis Shammai holds, we're not particular about that. Because the primary part of what a person says is his first part of his phrase. Now, just like over there, which this is not exactly the same thing as what Remeir says, but it's related, and that's what Rav is comparing it. And it's just like over there when his later sentence of Harezu Shlamim contradicts his first phrase of Harezu Ayla. So then we're not concerned whatsoever with the latter part of what he said, which is to say that it should have a status as a Shlamim. So here also, so although now his latter statement, which he says, Chutz Menab, except for father, is actually sustained, and that's the halacha, that his father is not forbidden in the nether, because it doesn't contradict the first thing that he says, it's just clarifying and qualifying and elaborating. However, since he does hold, like Remeir, that when they do contradict, then with Tavis Lashon Rishon and the primary is the first thing that he says, so therefore the parallel in our sugi is that even though they're not contradicting, but the primacy of what he is saying is the first thing that he's saying. And since in the first thing that he's saying, he's agreeing to what he had originally made as a nether, which is that you're all forbidden, which are the others, so that's sustained. And therefore, there is no element of hutu miktsase at all, because the father was never included in the nether whatsoever. As he's saying, chutz mi'ab didn't mean kulchem. But the first thing of kulchem asurin is the primary. The first thing that you say is primary. And that's still sustained. And since that's still sustained, so therefore, Beis Shammai holds in such a case is like Remeir, that we're going to say that it's not a case of neder shorot miktsase od mikolai. because Rava holds Beis Shammai agrees you say neder shod miktsasa hater kolay. But here it's not a case of neder shod miktsasa, because what it is that you said is only the first thing that you said. The last thing that you said, although in halacha that's true, but we look at what you first said. What did you first say? Kulcha masurin. And now you're still saying kulcha masurin. So that others that it's referring to is still there, and none of it is permitted. Now, Beis Hillel is sabri like Rabbi Yisi. Whatever Beis Hillel hold like Rabbi Yisi. The Amma that he says, again, paralleling that sugya over there, that when they do contradict each other, let's say by Temuras Oila and then say Temuras Shlomim, that Rabbi Yisi holds Begma Dvar of Adam Netvas, that the person also interprets what he's saying, not just based on the first thing that he says, but also on the latter things that he says. So just like over there, that it has to be both Oila and Shlomim, here also when they're not contradictory, we were going to make the primacy of his neder, not just what he first said, but also of what he's later saying, which is also from Chutz Min Abba, except for Father. So it turns out that there is an error in the primacy of the actual neder itself. Because the actual neder is not just the first thing that you said of Kul Chamasurun. The actual neder is all of your statements, which is even of Chutz Min Abba. Well, that's not what you really said. Oh, so it's Batal Miktasai. Oh, it's Batal Miktasai. Then everyone agrees, Batal Kulai. That's the interpretation of Rabbah, that everyone agrees you say Hutu Miktasa, Hutu Kulai, and therefore he argues on Rabbah regarding the case of when you change it from Kulchem to Plaini, where what's called Mishana, because then obviously you're changing it and you're permitting part of the nether. But the Machlekes is regarding when you say Kulchem, and there where Rabbah had said by Kulchem, where you're not changing anything, that everyone agrees it's going to be Asa for the rest. And that is what he says, that no, that's actually what the Bechalik is Beisham Bissel and in our Mishnah, and also Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanah, and that Mishnah later on, is that you go based on the first part of a person's statement, which is what Beishami holds, and therefore, yes, that's not a case of Hutu Miktsasa, because you're maintaining the primacy of the nether, whereas Bissel holds that no, like Rabbi Yisrael, you go Bigmar Dvar Vadam Nitvas, and therefore, since you are changing, because part of it is the whole thing, and part of it, which is the father, is being permitted. So the original neder, which was everybody, even the father, is being partly permitted. So huter kulai. That's machlekes Rabba and Rava. Now that the Gemara asks, Eisver Pabal Rava. So the Gemara asks a few questions on Rava, asking from that Mishnah Salamach Vav Manaf that we quoted on the previous stuff, which was this opinion of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, which parallels the machlekes Beisil Mishamai. So the Mishnah there says, Ketzet Amr Rabbi Kiva, as we said, that they, if someone made a neder for the whole year not to eat meat or drink wine, and they could make a Pesach for Shabbos and Yom Tov, where the Rabbanan said, okay, now the only thing that's permitted is Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Rabbi Kiva said that, no, Hutu Miktasa, Hutu Kulai. So the Mishnah there explains the Ketzet Amr Rabbi Kiva. What is the cases that Rabbi Kiva said, neder Hutu Miktasa, Hutu Kulai? What would be such a case where part of it's permitted, so now the whole thing's permitted? So the Mishnah explains, if let's say someone says, based on the Isra of a neder, that there's a prohibition of pleasure for me to all of you. Now, hutr echad mehem, if it becomes permitted to one of them, so hutr kulam. Now they're all permitted, because part of it's permitted, now the whole thing's permitted. She'eni nena loy lezeh u lezeh. If he says that I'm not going to be permitted to have pleasure, not from you, and not from you, and not from you, so then hutr harishon, if the first one is permitted, so again, hutru kulam, now they're all permitted. Now, however, the Mishnah says, huta achrein, if the last one is permitted, then only ha'achrein mutter. Then the last one will be permitted, but v'kulam asturin, but still the other ones, they're still going to be in isra hana. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, it's a little enigmatic what are the cases talking about, and that's what this Gemara describes, that according to Rabbah, seemingly we can make an interpretation. So his pshat will still be valid. But according to Rabbah, it's going to be difficult how to interpret that. So the Gemara explains, Bishlem el Rabbah, we understand that we can interpret that Mishnah on the Samach Vav, according to Rabbah, who he qualifies the Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, and same thing in our Mishnah, Beisil and Beishamai, regarding if, do you say Hutu Miktasa, Hutu Kulai? Where Rabbi Kiva says you do say that, Beisil says you do say that, and Beisham, the Rabbanan say you don't say that. So according to Rabbah, Mukim lo l'resha, he would interpret the Resha, which the Ran explains, and he's going to explain in the Amud Beis why this is, when the Gemara uses, in regards to Rabbah, the term Resha, there's really three cases that it talks about. Someone says that I'm forbidden to all of you, and then he becomes permitted to one, he's permitted to all of them. Second case says that I'm not permitted, instead of saying all of you, he says to you, to you, to you, to you, to you, to you, and then when he's permitted to one, then he's permitted to all of them. And then there's the third case of when he's permitted to the last one, so the last one is permitted, but all of them are still forbidden, even according to Rabbi Kiva. So according to Rabbu, and the Gemara is saying is, it makes sense according to him how we're going to explain the Mishnah. So when the Gemara says that we're going to establish that the Reish is talking about, it means the first two cases. The first one where it says that I'm not going to be nen l'kulchem, and the one where he says I'm not going to be nen l'loy l'zeh l'loy l'zeh. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbu, the first two cases would be talking about the Amar l'zeh u'l'zeh, is where he changed, where once he found out that his father was from those people, or whoever it is that he didn't mean to include, is he says, oh, I would have said, instead of kulchem, I would have said, loy lozeh u lozeh lozeh. Now, the Ran explains, is that the reason why the Gemara is saying is that he would have said, instead of kulchem, he would have said, lozeh u lozeh, is only going back on the first of those first two cases, where originally he said that, I'm forbidden to have pleasure from all you. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that according to Rabbah, the reason why it's going to be a case of neder shehud miktzaza hutukulai is where subsequently the person says, I would have said, loy lozeh u lozeh. In other words, where now that he knows that, let's say his father was one of those people. So he says, had I known that originally, so I wouldn't have said kulchem, I would have said lozeh u lozeh lozeh. And that's why according to Rabbi Kiva, you say, so if one of them is permitted, now they're all permitted, because as Rabbah had interpreted, you need to have these two elements. You need to have, first of all, the primacy of the neder having an error regarding the father. You would never have included your father as Isra Noah. And also an error in the way you would have said it regarding everybody else. Instead of saying everybody, I would have gone through in every single person. Now, actually, the same thing is regarding the second case, where that he originally said, I'm forbidden to you, to you, to you, to you. Which, as we said, that's the case. Any nen lozeh lozeh. It's also talking about a case of what the Ran calls Mishana, where you would have changed the words you used from the first way that you used it. In other words, by the first case of the two cases, the first two cases we're calling Reisha. First case, when he originally says lo kulchem, and now he changes and says, oh, if I would have known my father was there, I would never have used the word kulchem. I would have used lozeh lozeh. By the middle case, is where he originally says lozeh lozeh, and he says, now I'm changing. Had I known my father was there, I would have said kulchem, that you're all forbidden except for father. Now, the chiddush of this second case is telling us, according to Rabbah, that is a valid grievance that a person has, and it's called that he would have changed the wording. As the Ran explains, because there are those people that are particular, that if they know their father was amongst these people, that he would have specifically said every single person and not said kulchem. Why? Because he never, even for that one second, he would never want to say, you're all forbidden. And even that one moment, it would have sounded like that he's making his father forbidden. Although a second later, he's going to say chutz min abba. But that second, someone says kulchem, huh, father, oh, ooh, chutz min abba. He would never have wanted to say that. And therefore, it's a valid change, which again, that makes a neder shehud miktzaza hutukulai. Now, there are those that would never actually have wanted to say loy lozeh u lozeh. The reason being is because, although we just explained some people purposely would want to say that, and not to say kulchem, some people would never want to say not to you, not to you, not to you. Why? Because since it's taking him a long time to say except for father, because he didn't get up to him yet, he's saying not. He says, you're forbidden, you're forbidden, you're forbidden. Someone that's listening, hears he's going through every single person, might think that at the end, he's going to include his father also to be forbidden. Now, therefore, such a person, because of the honor of his father, would specifically want to say it in the words of kulchem, you're all forbidden, so that he could quickly get to his clause of saying chutz me abba. Now, that's why the first two cases of our Mishnah, of the Mishnah Dav Samach Vav, is teaching us, first of all, the first case is teaching that when you change from the general statement to a specific, meaning from kulchem to lozeh lozeh, that's a valid deviation. And therefore, it's a change even in regards to the achim, to everybody else. You would have changed the words that you would have made them all forbidden. So that now you're permitting even part of the nether, so that's huta miktsasa huta kulay. Same thing is regarding the second case. When you're changing from the individual term of lozeh lozeh to the general statement, where originally he said lozeh lozeh, now he says, no, I would never have said that. Because that would have sounded like my father was included, because people think I'm going through every single person. I would have said kulchem. Where that's also a valid shinoi. And therefore, if one of them is permitted, in other words, his father, so then it's going to be permitted for all of them. So that's what we mean by the reisha. The case of kulchem, that hutr echad hutr kulam, and by lezeh lezeh lezeh, is also Hutter Echad, Hutter Kulam, because they're both talking about that you wouldn't change it to the other one. So you have a toys in the nether regarding the father, and also you have a toys in the Lashon. You would have used a different word. And so that's what Rabbi says, is where Rabbi Kiva holds, like Bisil, that you say Hutter Miktsasa, Hutter Kulay. Whereas Bishamai and the Rabbanan Argon says that you never say Hutter Miktsasa, Hutter Kulay. Now, Bisefa, which is the last of the three cases, where there the case was where it says Hutra Achron, if the last one is permitted, then the last one is permitted, and then, however, the rest are still forbidden, is the Amar Lekulchem, where according to Rabbah, what it would be talking about is that both in the beginning and the end, you're maintaining the word Kulchem, or, as the Ran says, the Gemara could have just as easily said, where in the beginning you said Lezeh Lezeh, and at the end you're still saying Lezeh Lezeh. So since it's your what's called Maimed Devarb, you're maintaining the original words you would have used to make everyone else forbidden, so that's essentially the same thing. And that's why it says, Ahutu Ha'achron, what it means to say is that since one of them is permitted, but it's like almost like the last one, meaning you're not changing anything regarding the first ones, so the last one's permitted, and however, everybody else is still forbidden, because again, Rabbah's interpretation is that even Beis Hillel and Rabbi Kiva agree when you say Kulchem, and you're still saying Kulchem, you're just adding Chotz Mi'abba, and that's not going to change anything regarding the original nether, so it's not Hutu Miktsasa, Hutu Kulay, and therefore everyone, even Rabbi Kiva, would agree that then the rest would still be forbidden. And the reason is because now the Gemara's assumption is that when it says regarding the second and the third case, the words Rishon and Achron, it's not specific to mean first or last, it just means one of them. So regarding the second case, which is a case of Mishana, of changing, we would change the words, so it's where Rabbi Kiva holds that then you have Hutu Miktsasa, Hutu Kulay. Whereas regarding the last case where you're being maimed, you're maintaining the words you would have used, so that's not a case of Hutu Miktsasa, of Hutu Kulay, and therefore the rest are awesome. And that makes sense according to Rabbah. But not the Gemara as El Lididach, but according to you, Rava, where you hold that everybody, even the Rabbanon and Bishamai, hold the Hutu Miktsasa, Hutu Kulay, like in the case of Mishana, when you're changing. Everyone agrees. But the whole machlikis is when you're maimed, when you maintain the original terminology. You originally said Kulchem Asurin, and you're still saying Kulchem Asurin. It's just that had I known my father was dead, I would have added Chutz Me'abo. Now that's where you say that even there. So there the Bishame holds like Remeir, where you go based on the person's first words, which are Kulchem, and you're still using Kulchem. So the original Ned, the primacy of the Ned is not being permitted, so you don't say Hut Miktsasa Hutu Kulay. But you're saying Bishil and Rabbi Kiva hold like the Rabbi Yasi that says you based on the whole statement, which the whole statement is also on Chutz Mi'abba, that's an error in the original neder, and therefore that does apply for Hutu Miktsasa Hutu Kulay. And that the Gemara has, according to your interpretation, so Bishlim Eresha. It's very well understood, and now here Eresha, according to Rava, actually refers only to the first case, not to the first two cases, which the Ram will explain Amud Beis why that is. And so we understand that the first case, Mukim Lo De Amal Kulchem, we understand how you're going to explain this Machlekes, because it's Rabbi Kiva that's being described here in that Mishnah. When does he say Hutu Miktsasa Hutu Kulay? Which is in contrast to the Rabbanan who don't say. So we understand you'll explain it in the case of Maimed, where the person is maintaining his original words, where the first case mentioned over there is, where a person says, Eini nene l'kulchem. So if it's permitted to one, that's when Rabbi Kiva says that he's permitted to all of them. In other words, he still would have said kulchem. So and that's where you're saying only it's Rabbi Kiva that holds when one is permitted, that they're all permitted. Again, because Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yaisi, because we based it on the person's whole phrase, even Begmar Devar, which is even a Chutz Mi'abba, so that is a case of Hut Miktsasa Hutu Kulay. In contrast to the Rabbanan, as we continue on Tamid Beis, that since you're maintaining your original words, so only those people are permitted, but the rest are forbidden, as we explained, because they go like Reb Meir, who holds that Be'ikar, the primacy of a person's words, which are Kulchem, and you're still maintaining Kulchem, so the original Neder is still intact. So that's how we understand you'll explain the first of the three cases. But Ela Seifa, which again the Ran explains here, Seifa in Rava means the second case, the middle case. If it's talking about the Amar Lezeh or Lezeh, where, in other words, originally and the way this is being interpreted, although the words over there are saying where it says She'eni Nene Loi Lezeh or Lezeh, as the Ran will explain shortly, that according to Rava, you have to say, it means to say that originally he said Kulchem. And now he's saying, had I known my father was dear, I wouldn't have said all of you. I would have said, Lezeh, 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 Lezeh. And therefore, when the Mishnah is saying Lezeh, Lezeh, according to this interpretation, it actually means in reference to his later phrase, meaning when he's correcting and saying, had I known, that you're saying it's Rabbi Akiva he? Because the Mishnah there is explaining that when does Rabbi Akiva say Hut Miktasav Adar Kulay? Why is this Rabbi Akiva? Amai Pligi Rabbanan Lo? Why would the Rabbanan be arguing on such a case of what we call always Mishana, that you would have changed your words? But V'amar Divrei Hakol Mutar, you said that regards to when there is a change of original vernacular, that even the Rabbanan agree that it's going to be, meaning even the Rabbanan and Bishana would hold that you would say Hut Miktasav Adar Kulay. So why is that an explanation of Rabbi Akiva's opinion when everybody would agree to that? Now, on that, the Ran explains, he says, why couldn't the Gemara have answered that Rava is the same like Rabba? In other words, by Rabba, we said that the first two cases are both by Mishana, where you're changing Kulchem to Laila Zeh Lazeh, and the second case is where you said Laila Zeh Lazeh and you're changing it to Kulchem. So why couldn't the Gemara have answered that for Rava also the first two cases are both by Maimid? You're maintaining your original words. It's just that the ratio was told my way. You originally said kulchem, and at the end you're still maintaining kulchem. Where again, that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. And the second case is also told my, where originally you said lezeh lezeh, and at the end you're maintaining lezeh lezeh. And again, that's only according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that even that it's gemar devar of adam nitfas. Therefore, it is a nedesh hutem miktasa, in contradistinction to the Rabbana and the Beis Shammai. They hold like Remeya that only be'ikar devar of adam nitfas. So why couldn't you just say that it's not Toma by Mishana, which is the Gemara's question. If it's a Mishana, everyone would agree. Maybe it's Toma by Maimed. So on that, the Ran explains that the Gemara couldn't have said this. Because although for Rabbah, it makes sense why we would need both. Because as we explained in Amud Aleph, you had to first of all say that it makes sense why people would want to change from the general statement of Kulchem to the individual statement of Leila Zeh Lazeh, or from the individual statement of Leila Zeh Lazeh to Kulchem, as we said, because each one can sound like a slight to the father's honor, and therefore you could make sense and say why a person would want to change it to the other one. But according to Rava, who the only way he could interpret it to make sense how it's only Rabbi Akiva's opinion, not like the Rabbanan, would be Maimid, but why would you need to have two cases to say the same halacha? There's no reason why we would think otherwise if it's the words Kulchem or Leila Zeh Lazeh Lazeh. Obviously, then, that's what the Gemara's assumption is and why it's asking on Rava, is that the first case was talking about by Maimon. But the second case obviously has to be talking about by Mishana, and if it is, then that middle case is difficult. Because how could you say it's Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbanan? And the reason why it's not like Rabbanan is because the Mishnah there is saying, Kitzur Am Rabbi Akiva, which is only like him, not like Rabbanan. But if you're describing, as we just illustrated, has to be talking about by Mishana, when you would be changing your original words from Kulchem, which is how the first case starts off, to lezeh lezeh lezeh, which is what the second case is explaining, but then even the Rabbanan agree. Now, moreover, the Ram points out that actually the Gemara could have asked from the Seifa, where that's a seemingly clearer question on Rava, where the third case says that if the last one is permitted, so then only he's permitted, but the rest are forbidden. Now, the problem is, according to Rava, how do you ever have a case, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the rest are going to be aser? Even if you maintain your original words, Rabbi Akiva holds according to Rava that the rest are still going to be permitted. However, the Ran says, but since the middle case was difficult, it didn't wait to ask from the Seifa, although the Seifa is seemingly a clearing question. It asked it from the Mitziyasa, which is what our Gemara's question here is also. Now, the Ran over here is where he explains that why when the Gemara describes Bishlam LaRabba, when it's explaining Rabba, it calls the middle case Resha. But when it says El Didach, when it refers to Rava, calls the middle case Seifa. So the Ran explains because according to Rabba, the middle and the first case are essentially one halacha, which they're both talking about changing, where you would have originally said Kulchem, you're changing it to Leila Zeh Lazeh Lazeh. And the second case is when you would have said Leila Zeh Lazeh, and you're changing it to Kulchem. So that's why it calls both of them Resha, because according to him, really, there's only two halachas in the Mishnah, which you have the first two cases of Mishana, and the Seifa by Maimed, which again, there even Rabbi Akiva agrees, according to Rabba, that Maimed, the rest would be forbidden still, because you're keeping your original terminology you would have said. But according to Rava, where, as we just explained, and that's the Gemara's question over here, that you can't say the middle case is the same as the first case by Maimed, because if that would be the case, why do you need two cases illustrating the same halacha? So therefore, the Gemara calls the middle case as a Seifa, because obviously it's a different halacha, because the first one is by Maimed, and the second one is by Mishana. But be that as it may, that's the Gemara's question now on Rava, is that we could explain that Mishnah according to Rava. According to Rava, we have no interpretation, because the Resha, okay, you could call that by Maimon, and that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. But the second case cannot be Maimon again, must be talking about Mishana. If it's by Mashana, so that according to you, that's according to everybody, not just according to Rabbi Kiva. So anomaly, Rabbi says no. You're reading the Mishnah incorrectly. Ula Rabbi. According to Rabbi, that you said everything is fine according to Rabbi. Rabbi Kiva minicha. Is it really true that what the Mishnah is trying to say over there according to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't make sense? But look at the Seifa. The last case mentioned there in the Mishnah, which said that the rest are going to be forbidden, even according to Rabbi Kiva, but my Mukumla, what are you saying the case is talking about? The Amar Lukulchem, you said according to Rabbah, that it makes sense. In other words, where he originally said Kulchem, and he's still saying Kulchem, where according to Rabbah, even Rabbi Kiva agrees that everyone's still going to be forbidden, because he doesn't hold of the way Rabbah's interpretation is. If you're still maintaining the original words, so the nedr is still intact. But on that, Rabbah says, no, it doesn't make sense according to Rabbah. Hey din hu rishin, v'hei din hu achrin. In other words, how could it be that we're changing the words of rishin and achrin? In other words, by the middle case, you say if the first one is permitted, then they're all permitted. And by the sefer, meaning by the last case, then you say if the last one is permitted, then only the last one's permitted and the rest are still forbidden. Why do we use the words first and last? If, according to your interpretation, Rabbah, has nothing to do with first or last. It's just one of them. If one of them are permitted, so then in the what you're describing according to Rabbah, the middle case, is that a case of Mishana. So then Rabbi Kiva holds, okay, so if one of them, not necessarily the first one, anyone, even the last one, so Hoda Miktosa Hoda Kulai. In contrast to the last case, where it doesn't have to be the last person, even the first person, if he's permitted, it doesn't make a difference, because since you're still maintaining your original word of Kulchem, and you're still saying Kulchem, so it's not an Edush Hoda Miktosa Hoda Kulai. So according to Rabbah, it also doesn't make sense, because what's this Rishon and Achrin? Ella, rather, Rava says that both according to me and according to Rabbah, the explanation of the Mishnah is as follows. Reisha de Amar Lekulchem. The first case is when the person originally said Kulchem. Now, the only difference between me and Rabbah is, Rava says, is that according to me, the Reisha is Tomat by Maimed, where you're even maintaining Kulchem, where I hold that according to Rabbi Kiva, that's still going to be Nedesh Shod Muktasar or the Kulai, because they go like Rabbi Yisi, that even Megmad Devar Vadim Nitvas. But according to Rabbah, the original case of Kulchem has to be Tomah by Mishana, because Rabbah holds that even Rabbi Kiva would not hold Hut Miktsasa Hut Kulai by Maimon. So, although he said Kulchem, all of you, but it's where he's saying that I would have, had I known, I would have said Lelzelzelzel. So then that's when Rabbi Kiva holds Hut Miktsasa Hut Kulai. Now, but the Sefer, however, but by this, the second and the last case, it's not like you had been asking on me that it's talking about Halacha of Hut Miktsasa Hut Kulai. Rather, and I prove that because even according to Rabbah, it doesn't make sense because what's Rishon and Achrin? It's Kigun Shetaloin Zeh B'Zeh. It's when he made each individual contingent on the other one. The Rambam said, Pleini, Kapleini, Upleini, Kapleini, this one's like that one, and that one's like that one. That was, in other words, is where originally the person said, based on the Isra of Kainim, of a Neder, that I'm not going to have pleasure from this person. Now then he says, let's say that's Reuben. And he says, you know what? Shimon should be forbidden like I had made a neder on Reuven. Then he goes to the third person. And he says, you know what? Let Levi be forbidden like the second one of Shimon. Now that's why the Mishnah there says, Huter Harishain, when the middle case said that the first one's permitted, they're all permitted, is because the first one was the one that started this whole chain. If the first one's permitted, they're all permitted. But when it said in the last case, Hut Ha'achrin, if the last one's permitted, then the last one's permitted, they're all forbidden, that's because the first and the second and the third and so on, they weren't contingent on the last one. And therefore, they weren't permitted with the permission of the last one. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Unrelated to the Allah of Hut Miktsasa Hut Kulai, it is a concept of Hut Miktsasa Hut Kulai, but only if it's contingent. If it's contingent, that is what, and therefore it's not difficult according to me. Yes, Rabbi Kiva holds it's even by Maimed, and the Rabban agree by Mishana, but the second case and the third case are not talking about Mishana, it's talking about, actually the second and third case are talking about the same idea, which is when you made a contingent one on the other, and therefore if you're permitting the first one who started the whole chain, so now everyone's permitted, so now Hutar Kulai. If you're only permitting the last one, so only he's permitted, the Achron's permitted, and the rest are still forbidden. And the Gemara actually says, Dekanami, it's precise this interpretation that we said, that it's contingent one on the other, because the time, like we learned, Hutar Emtzai, it says if the middle one becomes permitted, so then it depends. Heimenu lamata maturim, from him and lower down, it's permitted because that part of the chain, now everyone is contingent on the one before him, they're all permitted. Ulamala asurim, but above are still forbidden. Again, the same idea that we said, because of the contingencies, and that's why it says if the first one, they're all permitted, the last one, they're all forbidden, and it's only the last one that's still forbidden. Again, therefore, there's no question from there on Rava. Now, the Gemara continues asking, however, Isvi Ravada bar Rava l'Rava. Now, Ravada bar Rava asks on Rava. Now, Taisa actually points out that all the questions, our Girsa is that the question is on Rava, specifically not on Rava. However, Taisa points out that actually this question is difficult, not just to Rava, but actually all the more so to Rava. And therefore, although it says for Rava, the question is on both of them. The question is from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, actually, this is from the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav Meraf, that says, Kainim Batzel Shani Toim. So let's say somebody says that based on the Isra of a Neder, I'm not eating onions. And the reason is Shabbat Sal Ralalev, onions are bad for the heart. Now, Amrulay, the people tell him, wait a second, Balaya Kufri Yafalev, there's a certain type of an onion of Kufri which is good for the heart. So on that, the halacha is, so Hutuba Kufri, so he's permitted in that type of onion, because obviously he didn't mean to forbid that, it was only because it's bad for the heart, and since it's good for the heart, that wasn't included. But it's not only in that type of onion that is permitted, rather it's in all the onions. And actually, there was actually such an incident. And Reb Meir permitted all the onions. And again, similarly the same concept of now on that, the Gemara asks, my love. Now, what's this talking about? The Amar, where the person says, because obviously we're talking about the same idea of where it's a mistake, and it's hutu miktsasai, because that part of the kufri one is permitted. So it's saying it's now hutu kulay, now they're all permitted. Now, what is the mistake? It's because the person says, ilo yisei deya sha kufri yofalevi, says, wait a second, if I would have known that the kufri is good for the heart, I would have said, kalabat salam asurin b'kufri mutra. I would have said, okay, all onions are forbidden on me because they're bad for the heart, but the kufri type is permitted. Now, in other words, that's why it's difficult according to Rava, because Rava says that the machlokes b'shamay mesil, machlokes to be given the Rabbanan, is by maimed, when you maintain your original phraseology. And moreover, the Gemara's question is that the way Rava explained b'shamay's opinion and the Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe Kiva is like Reb Meir, where Reb Meir says the primacy of the person's neder is the first words that he says, which was kulchem, and you're still saying kulchem, so therefore they're all still forbidden, and just the father, when you say chutz mi'aba, is going to be permitted. Now, from the fact, and this is the Gemara's assumption in this question, that the way Rava explains Beis Shammai is like Reb Meir, sounds like that Reb Meir's opinion of Be'ikar Devar of Adam Taifis, sounds like that he would hold like Beis Shammai, and like the Rabbanan, that the father would be permitted, but all of them would be forbidden because since you're maintaining your original phrase of kulchem, and you're still saying kulchem, which parallel to this, where it says of Reb Meir, where you originally said kolab etzal masurim, and you would still be saying kolab etzal masurim, which is what we call maimid, you just would have added on kufri mutter, that then it sounds like that, based on the interpretation of Rava, that Reb Meir would hold that it would be awesome for the rest, because that's how he interprets Beit Shammai, who says the rest are forbidden like Reb Meir, because be'ikar devar of adam nitfas, and the ikar devar is habitzal masurin, and you're still maintaining that. The problem with that is, here clearly we see that Reb Meir says that all the onions are going to be permitted, that hotu miktsasa hotu kulay, not like Rava's interpretation. Now the Ram points out, as Taisus did, that for sure all the more so that there's a difficulty on Rabba. Because Rabba says, actually when you're maimid, when you maintain your original terminology, which is how we're describing the assumption that that's what Reb Meir is referring to, where you would have still said kalabitzul masurin, you just would have added on chutz kufri. According to Rabbah, everyone holds the rest are forbidden and the father is permitted. And therefore, according to Rabbah, for sure it's difficult because it comes that Reb Meir is not like anybody. Because everyone agrees, according to Rabbah, that the rest are still forbidden. But yet here Reb Meir says that the rest of the onions are going to be permitted. Now, so the Ran, however, explains, so why is the question posed to Rabbah? He says, because this Mishnah explicitly mentions Reb Meir. Now, it was Rava who was the one that brought up in this discussion of Hudim Ktsasa Hudu Kulay the opinion of Reb Meir, where he's the one that tied together Beis Shammai, who says that we do not say Hutur Kulay is because he's like Reb Meir. Therefore, the question is posed to Rava, but of course the question is not just on Rava, but for sure on Rava. Now, actually, the Ram points out that actually the Gemara could have answered that although Beis Shammai holds like Reb Meir, And that's the basis for his opinion. But Reb Meir doesn't hold like Beis Shammai. Rather, he holds like Beis Hillel. That even if you maintain your original wording, it's still going to be permitted. Because although Reb Meir holds that Tavos Lashon Rishon, that's only as we had alluded to this in our description of the parallel of Reb Meir to the halacha of Beis Shammai, is that's only when they're contradictory. When you say, let this be Oila, and then you say, let this be Shlomim. So that's a contradiction. So then we say, it's based on the first thing that you said. But when they don't contradict, where you could still maintain the original word that you said of Kulch Masurin, but just qualify and say Chutz Min Abba, where Remei would agree to Beis Hillel that Begmar Devar Vadim Nitfes. So what's the question of the Gemara? So on that, the Ron says, you're right. It's just that based on the logic of the questioner who says that Remei is like Beis Shammai because Beis Shammai is like Remei. So on that, the Gemara says even better, that says that even if that were the case, that you can't ask from that Mishnah later on because it's not Toma by Maimed. It's not talking about where you maintain the original wording that you would have said still Kolab Etzal Masurin Chutz, and you just would have qualified that Chutz Mekofri. But actually, it's talking about that you would have changed and you wouldn't have said it that way. You would have said it in the form of every single onion and not have to say all them forbidden and excluding the case of the Kofri. Now, according to that, it comes out that the Gemara's answer that we're about to quote is that according to Rabbah, Reb Meir actually is only according to Reb Akiva. Because even if you're being Mishana, as the Gemara is going to answer, according to Rabbah, the Rabban and Bishamai holds that even when you change, you don't say Hutter or Kule, that the rest of the onion should be forbidden. Now, however, that's not difficult because Rabbah doesn't hold that Bishamai is like Reb Meir. And therefore, even according to the understanding of the Gemara's questioner, that Reb Meir is like Bishamai, it has nothing to do with Bishamai like Reb Meir, Reb Meir like Bishamai. Because he doesn't base it on Ikka Dvarav and Gmar Dvarav Adam Nitves. And therefore, that's what the Gemara answers, that you're right, Reb Meir is like Rabbi Kiva, and it's not difficult according to Rabbah, because it's talking about Mishan and Dvarav, where Rabbi Kiva holds that. When you Mishan and Dvarav, then it's going to be Hutta Miktaz and Hutta Kulay. But according to Rava, who he says that when you're changing your wording, according to everybody, it's permitted. So actually, that's what the Gemara is going to answer, that Reb Meir is like everybody. As the Gemara answers, Loy. It's not like you had assumed in your question that he would have kept it in the Talach of Maimed Dvarav. But Imre, where he says, Ilu Yisidea, Shakurfi Yavalev, he says that had I known that the Kurfi onion is good for the heart, so Yisidea, Imre, I wouldn't have even said, Kol Ha Bitzal Masurun. I would have said, Bitzal Plain, you Plain, Asurun. I would have gone through every single onion, and which is a case of Mishana, the Kurfi Motan, I would have said, but the Kurfi onion is permitted. And therefore, according to Rav, Reb Meir is a libid Reb Akiva, valibid Rabbanah. He's both according to Reb Akiva, for sure, and even according to Rabbanah, because again, Rav's interpretation is that by Mishana, everybody agrees. Hutu Miktsasa, Hutu Kula, because you have both components, a tois and ikar neder, that it doesn't mean everyone because it doesn't mean the father. And even in the Lashon, you're changing. You wouldn't have said it the way you said it. So therefore, there's the actual neder, in the it's not intact anymore. So it's Hutu Miktsasa, so it's Hutu Kula, according to everybody, because the Rabbanah and Bishama did argue under Reb Akiva and Ambisil. Is only regarding a case when you're maimed varb, when you maintain that original words, and on that, although we're saying Bisham is like Reb Meir, on that we're saying that here that this mission is not talking about maimed varb, it's talking about by Mishan dvarb, so that's not difficult. The Reb Meir could hold that it's all going to be permitted, because even Bisham and Rabban, according to Rava, hold that it's all going to be permitted in the case of Mishana, where then you'll say Hutu Miktsasa is Hutu Kulay.